Hello, and thank you for tuning in. My name is Daniel Smith. I'm here with my wife, Ashley.
Hello.
And together with my father, Patrick, we own and operate Baring Financial. We're a family advisory firm in Southlake, Texas, and we serve our clients by using holistic, forward-thinking financial strategies.
And we encourage you to stay with us for the next half hour because we want to bring you some good news for the tough times that we're all experiencing right now. Today, we have two goals. We want to create awareness and provide opportunity. We want to help bring a better understanding of what leads to major losses in your nest egg and how it is possible to build a more durable portfolio that's designed to weather harsh and volatile market conditions.
In addition, we want to provide you with the opportunity for you to connect with us and learn how you might apply some of the principles and strategies that we'll be discussing. Because of our limited time with you, there's a lot of detail that we can't get into today. So in a few minutes, we'll share how you can connect and learn more. You know, this current crisis that we're in right now is the third major shakeup in the markets and in the economy that we've had to go through in just 20 years. For many of you, that has included losses of anywhere from 20 to 40 or even 50% on your entire life savings, up to three different times. So why do so many investors keep experiencing the same thing, and what can be done about it?
You know, Albert Einstein once said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them." So to understand how to build a better portfolio, first, we need to learn to think differently. So we're going to take Einstein's advice, and we're going to identify the thinking behind traditional financial planning so we can see where the problems lie and where we might need to make changes in how we invest and just do things differently. Let's define the traditional advice that has led many investors to the point of suffering major losses for the third time in just two decades.
Yes, this is important because many advisors today are still offering advice based on old traditional thinking. Many advisors today still offer advice based on what's known as modern portfolio theory. Modern portfolio theory was created by Harry Markowitz in 1952. And here's the basis of modern portfolio theory. Number one, the belief is in market vindication. The market's always going to come back. It's always going to vindicate itself. And so that is, no matter what major downturns we might have in the market, it's always going to recover and come back strongly. And in and of itself, that is true. We do see that after we have a bear market, eventually the market comes back and we have a bull market and we see growth again. And it's usually stronger than it was before. But this belief in market vindication leads to the mentality of buy and hold investing, holding out for the long term because you're believing that the market is going to come back and be stronger than before, and eventually you'll make up for any losses. And so you buy and hold and you stay in your positions, you stay in the market. But the challenge with market vindication and the buy and hold mentality is the timing. We don't have control over the timing. We don't know how long a recovery will take. And the older we get, the less time that we have to wait for that to happen. Okay, the third assumption with modern portfolio theory is the basis of achieving diversification through what's traditionally referred to as asset allocation. Asset allocation is what most of you are familiar with. It's some typical blend of stocks and bonds or mutual funds, bond funds, that will be like a 60-40 blend of stocks to bonds or a 70-30 blend of stocks to bonds. And this is again known as asset allocation. And the point of this is to spread out your risk. Now, asset allocation, as it's traditionally used, does give you some diversification, and it does mitigate some risk. The risk that it mitigates is what's known as unsystematic risk, and that's the risk of putting all of your money into one investment, one company, one stock.
So this is like having all your eggs in one basket.
That's exactly right. That's where that phrase comes from. That's the principle of diversification. So that you're reducing your risk by putting your investment dollars into multiple baskets, if you will. Okay, the challenge with traditional asset allocation is this. It does not mitigate the other important risk that we have to protect against, and that is systematic risk. Systematic risk is the risk that the whole market will move down. And that's what we experience when we have a bear market or a bear crash. The whole market across the board moves down. And with the traditional asset allocation of a blend of stocks and bonds and mutual funds spread out across diversified positions across the market, we are still completely exposed to the risk of when the whole market moves down. It's just like the old adage, the rising tide raises all ships. Well, that's true on the positive side in the market, but then that's also true on the negative side. When the market moves down, all the ships go with it.
So this would be like putting all of your eggs in different baskets, but then taking those baskets and putting them in one big basket.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're doing with the traditional asset allocation approach. And this is why so many of us, even though we have well-diversified portfolios, as far as we understand it, whenever there's a major downturn in the market, our whole portfolio goes with it, or a large percentage of it goes with it. It's very correlated to the market because so much of our diversification is still in that big basket of the market. So let's talk about the realities of today. What's today's reality for investors and what we are facing, where the modern portfolio theory from Harry Markowitz may not necessarily match up? Well, number one, markets are more unpredictable today than they ever have been before. And we have higher volatility. That means we have more up and down moves, more frequently, and bigger up and down moves, it seems. And that is because today versus decades past, we have more and more people investing more and more dollars in the market. In addition to that, we have technology that's advancing and creating opportunity for businesses, advisory firms, as well as individual investors to buy and sell at a much higher pace because the computer software is doing all that work for them. So there's lots of movement and lots of frequency with that movement, and much more than there has been in the past. So this high volatility also includes the bond markets. We mentioned that your typical asset allocation is some blend of stocks and bonds, and that's because traditionally, bonds were used as the hedge against the risk in the stock market, the equities side. And bonds were traditionally a place of safety and stability. But what do we see today? It's become just as volatile in the bond market as the stock market. And in addition to that, interest rates have declined dramatically from years past, and they're at all-time lows. So what we see when we combine all this is that the traditional asset allocation may prove to not be enough. In fact, many times what we have been experiencing is that it falls short in helping us protect our hard-earned money, all the money that we've grown over the years.
So when we consider this, it begs the question, is modern portfolio theory still modern? Right now, I'm looking at a picture of a mint condition 1952 baby blue Cadillac convertible. This is a beautiful classic car, but it's not modern. And as much as I might love this car, it's not designed for today. It's not fuel efficient. It's not as safe as today's vehicles with seat belts, airbags, and crumple zones, or things like navigation and rear cameras.
Ashley, that is a great parallel because for so many people, this traditional approach is all they've known. So it's comfortable, it's familiar, and it even looks good on paper a lot of times, but it's not necessarily safe enough or efficient enough for today's world. I mean, again, we're talking about an approach to investing that was put together back in 1952, and the world has changed significantly since that time.
So now that we have a better understanding of the thinking behind the traditional approach to investing, and we've shed light on where some of the big problems may arise, let's answer the question, what might we do differently? We want to help you answer that question in just a moment, but we told you at the beginning of the show that there's just too many details to cover in the short time we have with you today, so we want to give you the opportunity to learn more. The first opportunity is just to give us a call. Our number is easy to remember. It's 817-571-2626. Again, that's 817-571-2626. When you call, we can schedule what we call a discovery session. This is a 30-minute virtual meeting, although it can be longer if it needs to be, where we can meet with you face-to-face in a Zoom video call for the time being, and we can go into more detail on what we're talking about and get those additional questions answered. This meeting is completely free, there's no obligation, and there's no high-pressure sales pitch. Again, our phone number is 817-571-2626. The second opportunity is just to go to our website and register for one of our upcoming webinars. Our website is wealthawareness.com. You can click on the events tab and you'll be able to register for an upcoming webinar. On these webinars, you'll learn about how to understand fees and charges in your accounts, how to choose the right type of investment to help protect against negative volatility, how to maintain opportunity for growth while still reducing risk, and strategies that could potentially increase your retirement income.
Also, I want to briefly mention of an additional opportunity that you have when we have that discovery session is that we have a proprietary software that we use. We could help you do an account analysis on any current existing investment account that you may have. It might be an IRA, a brokerage account, or an annuity, something like that. We can help you analyze your account and see what costs, fees, and charges you may have experienced in that account, as well as what your total return is net of those, and you can get an idea of how much value you're actually getting out of that account. In addition, we have another piece of that software that we can use to help you calculate maximum income that you could take from your investment accounts. So we got some powerful tools that we can apply during that discovery session.
We've talked about how some of the old assumptions used in the traditional approach to financial planning not only don't necessarily work for today's environment, but they also may even lead to problems that investors have to deal with today. Now let's answer the question, what might we do differently? To do this, we're going to be sharing with you how we help clients build what we believe is a more durable portfolio that's better equipped for today's environment. Daniel, now that we've shed light on the challenges, what's the solution?
We believe the solution is what we call strategic portfolio construction. Let me share our definition for strategic portfolio construction. It's basically the design of a portfolio to better meet your specific financial needs and objectives while more closely fitting your individual risk tolerance and by including more variety of investment choices than just traditional asset allocation within the equity and bond markets alone. So in short, I like to say it's balanced diversification beyond the markets. Now, strategic portfolio construction has three basic parts that we're going to share with you. Number one, and most important, is principal protection. You have to have a piece of safety in your portfolio. Number two is private or non-traded investments, where these are appropriate. And we'll explain more in a moment. Number three is active, tactical money management of any investment dollars that you have in the market. So first, Ashley, let's talk about principal protection.
So just like you said, you've got to have some portion of your portfolio in safety. This is going to be especially true as you near or enter into retirement, because once you retire, you're making that shift from growing your portfolio to depending on that portfolio to provide income, and you don't have nearly as much time to recover any loss that you might incur. So how do we build in this piece of safety? Well, there's only three places in the universe where you can put your money and have safety and guarantee. Got the United States government, insurance companies, and banks. In the government, you've got the guarantee of bonds, but like we talked about earlier, you run that risk of interest rates. The interest rates are going to be low, and the value of your bond can still fluctuate as the interest rates rise and fall. The second one is banks. You can put your money in a bank where it's FDIC insured, but you're not going to be making hardly anything, and most likely you're not even going to be keeping up with inflation. So that leaves the third place, which is insurance companies. And these insurance companies have realized the need for both the safety component and the opportunity for growth, and they've met that need by creating an instrument called a fixed indexed annuity. This financial instrument is going to give you the guarantee of principal, and it's going to be linked to the market. It's not going to be in the market, so that when the market rises, you get to take advantage of that growth. And when the market falls, you don't suffer any loss. You're just at zero. So your principal is always 100% guaranteed. And whenever your credits, whenever those gains are credited to your account, it then gets locked in and becomes part of that principal. So now that's part of the component that's guaranteed. This is a simple yet powerful tool that we recommend everyone have a portion of their portfolio in. And we call it winning by not losing, because you're taking advantage of the growth when there is growth, but you're protecting the principal the whole time.
That's so true. And it's such an important piece of your portfolio. In fact, we consider it the piece that should be the foundation of any portfolio, the piece that you know you're never going to lose. So the number two component of a strategic portfolio is, as I mentioned, having a piece of your portfolio that's invested in private or non-traded investments where this is appropriate. So this would be when and where it's appropriate for the individual investor based on your needs, your goals, and whatever your risk tolerance is. But what do we mean when we say private or non-traded? Well, as I mentioned a minute ago, we're talking about diversification beyond the traditional approach, beyond the markets. So all of your diversification in the traditional instruments are in the market, either in equities, that would be stocks or mutual funds of stocks, or they're in some kind of debt instrument like bonds or a bond fund, but they're all in the market. Well, a non-traded private investment is going to be the same type of instrument in that you're either investing in an equity position or you're investing in a debt position, but it's not publicly traded on the markets. So you're not participating in that systematic risk in the market, and you're still diversified, but you're diversified beyond the market. So this would be instruments like private equity investments, private debt investments, private real estate investments, venture capital sometimes, instruments like this, but again, they are not publicly traded. They're not in the publicly traded stock market or bond market. So because of that, when you increase your diversification in this way, you're also reducing your market correlation. So again, that is what gives you that reduced systematic risk that you typically experience in the stock and bond markets. Okay, number three, the third component of a strategic portfolio is active tactical money management of the investment dollars that you have in the market. And what we mean by active tactical money management is you want a money manager that is watching your dollars, watching your investment funds that are in the market actively. And so when the market takes a major turn down, that money manager actively moves your money to safety, either to cash or some hedged position or some position that is safer and out of harm's way. And if you have been under the impression that your dollars with your current broker, your current advisor, whatever your current plan is, if you've been under the impression that those dollars are being actively managed, but then we have a major downturn in the market, if you are experiencing a high correlation in your total portfolio to that market move down, then that is evidence that's suggestive of that your manager of your funds is not actively watching them and moving them to a safe position. And an active money manager will do that. So our recommendation is, if you're going to be paying a management fee to have someone managing your money, then they need to be actively doing so and reducing the amount of losses that you experience with those dollars that are in the market whenever there's a major market correction. Let me give you a real simple hypothetical picture of how this could work. And that is, the market moves down 30% and your whole portfolio moves down 20, 25%, somewhere similar to the market because you're highly correlated to it. With an active money manager, when the market starts taking a big turn down, that manager moves your money to cash or some hedged safe position, and you only experience maybe a 5 or a 10% loss on your money that's in the market versus 20 or 25 or even 30 like the market.
So to summarize, when you put all of these pieces together, what a strategic portfolio achieves is increased diversification, reduced portfolio volatility, added protection and guarantees, reduced systematic risk, while still allowing for liquidity needs and maintaining growth opportunity.
Exactly. We've increased our diversification by allocating some of our portfolio in the protected and guaranteed positions, as well as the non-traded positions. So we're diversified beyond just the markets. And in doing that, we've reduced the total volatility that our portfolio will experience as a whole. We've added that protection and those guarantees. And all of that combined has also means that we've reduced the systematic risk that we're exposed to. And as you mentioned, if we need to go get some money out of our assets, we have the liquidity there to do it, and we still have the growth opportunity in these different instruments. So combined as a whole package, it's a much more effective and efficient portfolio construction.
We've done our best to give you an overview today, but obviously there are going to be details that we just can't cover on the show, which is why we're giving you the opportunity to connect with us and learn more. The first opportunity is to give us a call. Our number is 817-571-2626. Again, that's 817-571-2626. We can schedule what we call a discovery session. This is a 30-minute virtual video meeting, so you'll be able to see us and we can delve deeper into how these instruments work and answer questions that you have. The discovery session is absolutely no cost, no obligation, and no high-pressure sales pitch. Anyone that has worked with us knows that that's just not how we operate. So don't be afraid to give us a call at 817-571-2626. The second opportunity is to go to our website and register for one of our next webinars. The website is wealthawareness.com. You can click on the events tab and you'll be able to register for an upcoming webinar. On these webinars, you'll learn about how to understand fees and charges in your accounts, how to choose the right type of investment to help protect against that negative volatility, how to maintain opportunity for growth while still reducing risk, and strategies that could potentially increase your retirement income.
And just as a reminder, when you have that discovery session, we can also take advantage of the account analysis tool that we talked about earlier. We can help you take a look at current investments that you have, see what kind of costs and charges that you've been experiencing and how that's affected any return that you've had. And also, we can use that same tool to help you explore the possibilities of maximizing income from your accounts. And we can help you calculate that at that time. So we want to encourage you, discover how to build a better, more durable portfolio. You can build a portfolio that gives you some protection, some guarantees, increases your diversification, it reduces your volatility, reduces that systematic risk, and is really designed for today's investment environment. So give us a call or connect with us online and find out what you can do to add some durability to your portfolio and gain some peace of mind. We'd love the opportunity to help you in any way we can. Go to our website, wealthawareness.com, click on the events tab and register for the next webinar. Or if you're thinking, you know what, I don't want to wait for the next webinar, I want to get my questions answered. Well, you can do that too. Give us a call, 817-571-2626. We can get that 30-minute discovery session set up for you. And you could also request your free account analysis, as well as we could get you registered for a webinar over the phone if you want to do that. All right. Again, you can go to wealthawareness.com or call 817-571-2626. So we look forward to connecting with you and pray that everyone stays safe and be healthy. God bless.
Securities offered through Center Street Securities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Center Street Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Baring Financial, CSS, and CSA are independent entities. The material on this program is intended for general information only and should not be taken as specific investment, tax, or legal advice.